On National Sorry Day and the 6th anniversary of the Uluru Statement from the Heart, Indigenous leaders have again gathered in the Northern Territory, calling on Australians to support the Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum. National Sorry Day remembers the mistreatment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and was first held on the one-year anniversary of the Bring Them Home report in 1998. The 1997 report resulted from a government inquiry into past policies which caused children to be forcibly removed from their families and communities, known as the Stolen Generation. Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, told ABC Radio National, it is a day of mixed emotions.
The emotion wells up in you to think that these people in our lifetime were taken and had terrible experiences, and the trauma is intergenerational. That's what's awful about it. But it's also a story of survival, of resilience, and ultimately about this country coming to terms with a pretty awful part of its history.
In 2017, on National Sorry Day, 250 Indigenous leaders from across Australia gathered at Uluru in Central Australia. The forum resulted in the Uluru Statement from the Heart. The statement called for a truth-telling commission, known as Makarrata, which would also oversee the creation of a treaty between the government and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It also called for the establishment of an advisory body in the Constitution to be known as the Voice to Parliament. Sally Scales is part of the Uluru Dialogue leadership and says the statement is a call to all Australian people.
Since 2017, we've been asking the Australian people to walk with us. You know, this is the invitation was given, gifted to them. The invitation was addressed to the Australian people to say, you know, we want and need you to walk with us in a movement for a better future for not just Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, but also all children, so that we have the next big hope for what the country can be.
Australians will head to a referendum sometime between August and December this year to vote on enshrining the Voice to Parliament in the Constitution. The Parliament has begun debating the wording of the proposed change to the Constitution after a joint committee recommended the bill be passed unamended. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has resisted calls from the opposition to change what is proposed to avoid potential legal challenges. He told Parliament the wording is legally sound and now is the time for reconciliation.
A yes vote at this referendum is a chance for all of us to take the next step on the journey of reconciliation, to be counted and to be heard on the right side of history. More than that, to be a part of a better and more reconciled future and nation. I say, Mr. Speaker, if not now, when?
Opposition leader Peter Dutton still won't support the referendum, calling the voice a Canberra voice, which he says won't help regional and remote Indigenous communities.
Well, the Coalition strongly believes in constitutional recognition for Indigenous Australians. And we believe there's bipartisan support, and I think that's the next natural step for the Prime Minister to take. I think the voice is an overreach, and I don't think the Australian public is there in supporting it. And I think the Australian public is puzzled as to why the voice is not designed until after the vote takes place. I think most Australians would say, well, just let me be informed and I'll make up my own mind about whether I'm voting yes or no.
The government has committed to implementing all parts of the Uluru Statement from the Heart, but says the focus is currently on a successful referendum. Some are calling for the Makarrata and Treaty to be established before the voice, including independent Indigenous Senator Lydia Thorpe. Senator Thorpe has asked the National Indigenous Australians Agency what work has been done so far.
The October budget included funding for treaty and truth-telling through the establishment of a Makarrata Commission, with $1.7 million of that funding allocated for the current financial year. So how much of the funding has been spent so far and what on? Given we're one of the only Commonwealth countries in the world without a treaty, which will ultimately bring us peace from an ongoing war.
The agency's Simon Gordon says only $900,000 has been spent this year, and the consultation will begin after the referendum.
Well, not all of that money has been spent, but what has been used by the agency for the preparatory work for the establishment of the Makarrata Commission. The government's currently considering options for the process of consultation in the community, which will inform the design of the Makarrata Commission. The government previously has been clear, and I think in this room as well, we've stated that the sequencing of that is that the Makarrata Commission will be following the referendum. So that consultation period will commence in the next financial year.
Sophia Tarek, SBS News.